Gavin Newsom's in-laws moved to Florida during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. By Hannah Blow on September 2, 2022. The in-laws of California Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, whose state saw some of the most restrictive and lengthy coronavirus lockdowns and mandates in the country, moved to Florida during the Chinese coronavirus. A great irony, given the Democrats' newfound interest in targeting the free state. Newsom recently made the Sunshine State's gubernatorial election his business after publicly pledging $100,000 to Governor Ron DeSantis's R. Democrat challenger and President Biden ally, Representative Charlie Crist, DFL. That, however, is far from the first time Newsom has made it known that he has issues with the way the Florida legislature, with DeSantis at the helm, runs the state. He bizarrely used the 4th of July weekend this year to provide a message to millions of Floridians, informing them that freedom is under attack in the Sunshine State. This message was more than likely news to them, given the fact that thousands flocked to the state throughout the Chinese coronavirus precisely because it stood as what DeSantis described as America's liberty outpost, rejecting extended lockdowns and forced masking and vaccines. In fact, Florida experienced the highest level of domestic visitation in the state's history in 2021 to 117.7 million domestic visitors. But reality should hit Newsom even harder, because his own in-laws moved to Florida during the pandemic in 2020. According to Fox News, Kenneth F. Siebel Jr. and Judith A. Siebel, parents of Newsom's wife Jennifer Siebel and longtime California residents, became Florida residents in 2020 after purchasing a $3.3 million Naples home in March of that year, records show. The Siebels appear to still have ownership of their California home in northern San Francisco suburb of Ross. Newsom's in-laws, however, officially became registered voters in the Sunshine State as of June 2020. Kenneth Siebel is a registered Republican while Judith Siebel has no party affiliation. Notably, a trust linked to Newsom's in-laws made a donation to Governor DeSantis's PAC in Florida earlier this year as well, another blow to the Democrat governor. DeSantis largely rose to the national spotlight throughout the pandemic due to his refusal to go along with the establishment norm of governing his state in fear. As a result, for months on end, Florida actually reported a lower number of coronavirus cases per capita than blue states with heavy restrictions in place.